Welcome to Wealth Consciousness, where we take the inner intuitive journey to living your heart's desire. I'm your host, Susan Hanstead, therapist by training, entrepreneur by nature. In each episode, we will start the dialogue necessary to understand that to scale your business, you must scale your heart, mind, and soul. We will up-level the goal setting, dig deep, strengthen your discipline conversation to a how-to, clear path to deconstructing your habits and training your mind to release the limiting beliefs and live in limitless possibility. Your extraordinary life is right around the corner. It's really quite easy once you learn to trust yourself. Join me now in your next breath. Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of the Wealth Consciousness Podcast. In celebration of International Women's Month, today's podcast format is from our Institute of Possibility Thinking Masterclass series. So, to my sister entrepreneurs and executives, this one's for you. Today, we're going to talk about 5 energetic blocks that keep you from your ultimate success and purpose and how to release them. So I'm so excited to be with you today as we take a few breaths together and drop into this present moment. So if you would, take a moment, close your eyes, as long as you're not driving. Close your eyes just to change the state of your mind. And then take in a few long, deep breaths in through the nose, and then release out through the mouth. You can do this in your own natural rhythm, but go ahead and take 3 minimally. Those 3 breaths are what allow us to drop into this present moment. I love working with entrepreneur women seeking transformation in all areas of their lives. Women who are drivers, creators, problem solvers, moms, wives, sisters are awesome. And yet, super tired. You don't have to own a business to have an entrepreneurial nature. Most of the time, it just sort of comes naturally to us women. We multitask, care for family, friends, coworkers, and usually have some dream or longing that we want to express as our gift to the world too. Don't get me wrong, I love working with entrepreneurial men too. It's the powerful energy to create, solve, and express purpose that all entrepreneurs have in common. But oftentimes, women struggle with the balancing act of getting it all done. The ability to multitask can be a gift and a burden. For many women, a day's to-do list is much longer than the hours available to get it accomplished. This leaves many women feeling overwhelmed, undervalued, unappreciated, stretched too thin, and with no end in sight. The habit of overwhelm doesn't leave much energy left for the dream, for self-care, or for thriving relationships, personally or professionally. The habit of overwhelm oftentimes shows up at work and at home. Everywhere I go, there I am. In other words, the lack of resources usually feels the same at home as it does at work. I'd like you to take a quick self-inventory. Are you understaffed in your work? Do you do more than one person's job? Do you make requests for resources yet find yourself feeling unheard or underfunded? Do you long for more professional development or clear direction? Do you hope for a raise or promotion yet see no way of getting there? Do you manage unmanageable projects, an unmanageable team, or an unmanageable list of goals? At home, do you take on too many responsibilities because it's just easier than asking for help, or that you can just do it faster or better yourself? Do you feel dissatisfied with your roles? Could you be doing so much more meaningful and satisfying things with your time if only there was more time? Aren't we meant for a higher purpose? If you find yourself too often in this habit of overwhelm, I'd like you to consider giving your attention and intention to identifying and releasing the energetic blocks that are keeping you from your ultimate success and purpose. We're going to start by identifying the top five energetic blocks to success and offer a cognitive behavioral anchor exercise in an effort to clearing out that energetic block. So let's get started. The number one top energetic block is poor boundaries. This is a tough one because if you struggle with poor boundaries, you probably have a hard time knowing what good boundaries look like. Poor boundaries come in many sizes, although whether you struggle with boundaries that are too permeable or too rigid, the consequences may look very similar. So the typical feelings that arise from poor boundaries are resentment, nothing is ever good enough, overwhelm, being misunderstood, and overworked. So I'm going to offer an anchor exercise here so that when one of these familiar feelings arises, I'd like you to again do the practice of three deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And then at the end of that last third breath, I'd like you to ask yourself, does this work for me? Now, if the request, demand, expectation doesn't work for you, make a request. Here's an example. You're asked to work through your weekend because of a technology issue within the company that doesn't provide the information to one of your direct reports needed to complete a month-end report. If this doesn't work for your plans for the weekend, make a request to accommodate the necessary time needed to complete the work and complete the report. So here's an example. I understand the report is needed. For next month end, can we get my manager access to the information necessary to complete the report by Friday? Making a request helps to establish a healthy boundary. We may not always get what we want, but it's possible if we ask. So number two, top energetic block, the focus of lack. The unconscious mind focuses on problems. Like it or not, our brains are still working on survival. Our survival has taught us to look for the danger or the risk related to our situation. This is great if you're being chased by a predator, for instance, a mountain lion, but not so helpful to live the majority of your life in this high-stress mode. Focusing on lack is similar to directing our attention to a problem. Many people habitually focus their time and attention on the problem or the lack of the thing we want or need. So, for example, if there's a need for more money, most people spend their time and energy on the problem of not having enough money. If we work from the premise that whatever we focus on, we get more of, then we will continue to see all the necessities for money and the lack thereof. The typical feelings that arise when focusing on lack are anxiety, depression, hopelessness, anger, frustration, and isolation, to name a few. So I'd like to offer this anchor exercise so that when the energy related to the feelings that arise from focusing on lack, which are typically heavy and uncomfortable, I'd like you to give this a try. Creative problem solving is not found in heavy or uncomfortable energy. So in an effort to shift from focusing on lack, make a list of the things that currently are working in your life today. Some days it can be difficult, but it's necessary to shift the focus from lack to providence. Improvidence is short-sighted. Increase your creative energy by listing the things that are working in your life at this moment. By listing what is working, no matter how small it may be, it's evidence of providence. So, for example, if the sun came up today and I have a job and I have talents, and the dog still loves me, and I paid the bills last month and the month before, your list may be different although the shift is the point. Whatever you put your focus on, you will get more of. Shifting to what works is the best way to find creative solutions to the challenges of the day. Focus on what is working and increase your creative energy to create more areas in your life that work. Now, our number three top energetic block is trauma. We live in an imperfect world. Unfortunately, many women and men have suffered from forms of physical, emotional, financial, sexual abuse, or trauma. The mind, body, and spirit are all affected by trauma. We carry it in our body, in our memory, and it wounds our spirit. The effects of trauma can affect a lifetime if not properly addressed. Trauma taints our viewpoint, our story, and our ability to be present to ourselves. The feelings that may arise from trauma are shame, guilt, depression, lack of safety and security, fear, and sadness. In the case of trauma, it's best to consult with a professional to begin or continue the process of healing. But here's an anchor exercise that I'd like to offer you if you've experienced the feelings that come from trauma. When the feelings related to trauma arise, remember to practice extreme self-care. If you were to be the best parent to yourself today, what could you do to create safety in your environment, with the people you're surrounded with, and in the interest of your emotional well-being? Give attention to yourself. Create the safety and security needed to be in the practice of healing, and ask for help when it's needed. Number four, top energy block is rumination. Webster's dictionary defines rumination in this way: to go over in the mind repeatedly, to chew repeatedly for an extended period. The habit of rumination is usually a sign of high anxiety. When we ruminate, we are typically unaware of the toll that it takes on our energy, our ability to remain in the present moment, and our body's stress response. Rumination can also cause many unhealthy habits like overeating, nail biting, muscle tension, and irritability. The feelings that often arise with rumination are anxiety, frustration, anger, depression, overwhelm. The anchor exercise that I'd like to offer to you today is that meditation and relaxation techniques can help to bring awareness to the habit of rumination. There are many free apps available to begin the practice of meditation, and also simple mindfulness practices can bring your attention back to the present moment. For example, counting your steps as you walk to your car redirects your thoughts to the present moment. Doing one thing at a time. Breath exercises, or simply using the mantra, I breathe in, I breathe out, allows the body a break from habitual thought and stress in the body. Who knows what wonderful things you might experience by being present to the moment instead of present to worry. So the number five top energetic block is limiting beliefs. We're all the product of the culture we live in, the family we were raised by, and the interpretations we created. The early childhood experiences we lived helped us to understand how to create survival beliefs. It all distills down to how to get love and how to not get left from love. Whether we're conscious of it or not, we create our beliefs based on our interpretations. For example, some children learn early on that pleasing is a good way to get love from parents, caretakers, teachers. This interpretation oftentimes works for some people some of the time. Yet, as we practice this survival strategy, we might also find that some people cannot be pleased. It's not possible. Herein lies the limiting belief. If the way to survive is to please people, but some people cannot be pleased, what does that mean for my survival? Although it's not usually a conscious thought, the unconscious survival strategy may be showing up in overgiving of time and energy, perhaps needy behavior, self-abandonment, codependency, or anxious behavior. As children, we were powerless to our caretakers and in need of developing survival strategies. Although, as an adult, we're not typically powerless, and some of those childhood strategies are not very realistic or helpful today. Typically, limiting beliefs show up in our emotional responses to conversations, events, and situations. Those emotions can drive unproductive behavior that doesn't get us our intended response. Identifying limiting beliefs can sometimes be difficult, but the feelings that may arise from limiting beliefs are as follows: victimhood, powerlessness, guilt, anger, depression, or shame. Here's the anchor exercise. When you notice a pattern that triggers unproductive emotions, ask yourself, what does it mean that this happened this way? You may start to be more aware of your limiting beliefs by noticing how certain situations typically go for you. For example, if you notice that you feel the need to defend yourself or behave in an angry or passive-aggressive manner when receiving feedback by a superior at work or a spouse, ask yourself, what does this mean that they have to give me this feedback? If you find yourself thinking, they must think I'm stupid or unqualified, this is a sign that you're working from a limiting belief. What else could it mean? Could it also mean that there is some constructive benefit to the feedback? There are many techniques available for releasing limiting beliefs, including our proprietary method, possibility thinking. There is no inherent meaning in a situation, conversation, event. There's only the meaning we place on it. So take a moment to check in with yourself. How many of these energetic blocks do you experience? Each one of these energetic blocks creates problems and obstacles in our relationships, our relationship to self, others, work, family, and to our overall satisfaction in life. If you would like to learn more about releasing energetic blocks in our thinking and in our energy system, you can email us at info@instituteofpossibilitythinking.com to receive this masterclass handout. And the first 5 people to request this handout will get a special gift of a guided meditation created to clear energetic blocks. I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast masterclass format. And so in celebration of you, my sisters, take a deep breath and honor all that you are. Your individual gifts and talents are necessary to the world. I look forward to being with you again soon. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. If you love today's content and you want to share your inspiration, feel free to rate us and review us. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to info@instituteofpossibilitythinking, and we'll send you a masterclass, Releasing the Habit of Rumination, as our gift. Looking forward to being with you on our next episode. And until then, you have everything you need within you.